My name is Sandra Newman. I'm Vantatguchin from Old Crow, Yukon, here in Canada. This is our gift to you. Here in Old Crow, we have about 300 people. 15 of them are non-native. And we live in an isolated community. You can only come here by the plane, snow machine, dog team, or boat in the summer. We have lived with the porcupine caribou herd for as long as anyone can remember. Our first exposure to caribou is usually prenatally when we are still in our mother's stomach. And when our elders or someone is sick and they're ready to pass over, we give them caribou broth so it will make their spirit strong and help them on their journey. We use all parts of the caribou except for the stomach. And with the stomach, we return it back to the earth, or we put it in the water. We use the caribou head, the hooves. We use the caribou for tools, clothing, jewelry, food, and spirituality. We have lived here near Old Crow for over 10,000 years, and there's direct archaeological evidence to support that. We live with the mountains, river, earth, air, trees, rocks, animals, and berries. My people are terrified about what will happen to us if we lose the caribou. We will die a slow death, and one by one we will lose our spirit. The battle we are fighting is to preserve the calving grounds of the porcupine caribou herd. Each spring, the caribou go to the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska and have their calves there. What the United States government is proposing is to explore and develop this area for oil exploration. We beg people for your help to help us to stop any oil development within the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Elders talk about how the people in the south will want to come to our land. The earth will run out of her resources, and she will no longer give or feed the people. If you feed a person poison and you give her poison water, then she will get sick and no longer be able to function. And this is how the earth is feeling. Her water is poison. She's covered in concrete and she can no longer breathe. People are extracting her resources and taking everything from her, and one day she will no longer give anything anymore. There are other ways of making money without the exploitation of our land and our culture. I want to thank my past and present leaders. They have fought well. We have one of the best self-government agreements in all of Canada. I encourage other First Nations people to keep striving for your rights as the first people of this land. I want to thank my ancestors for taking care of our land for us so that in the future our children will have food to eat and clean water to drink. That is what is instilled in us as children here in Old Crow. We hear it all the time, take care of the land and we will be okay. We are taking on the U.S. government and millions of dollars from the oil company. All we have as a people is our land, the animals, and our spirituality and our connection to the land. It's so easy to forget that when you're looking at, you know, billions and billions of dollars and what those dollars can do for you. We have lived with the caribou for thousands of years, and they provide us with food, clothing, and spirituality. It is our job to take care of them and protect their habitat. When our children are hungry, we cannot feed them oil. Masichokekwa, thank you, my creator.